Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Welcome. So this is the inaugural episode 000. So I just wanted to at least give you a little bit of details on kind of what we're going to cover in Marketing Above All, a little bit more background about myself and candidly, what's in it for you? I mean, there are so many podcasts and videos and just so much content all over the web. Why should you listen to this podcast, this show, and what can you really take from this to execute? So the whole notion and the reason that I named it Marketing Above All is you're going to learn as we go through these different episodes that my fundamental belief is that the only way that you can actually stand the test of time in business, period. So not just thrive, but stand the test of time is through marketing. Marketing above every single thing else. Marketing above sales, above operations, above HR, even above accounting, as we'll talk about. If you nail your marketing, everything else just gets easier. Marketing creates leads. Leads create sales. Sales create cash flow. And I firmly believe that literally 90% of the problems that you're having, not even just in business, but in life, and we're going to talk a lot about life stuff as well, because this whole business thing trickles into all the other areas of your life. If your business isn't working, it's going to affect your marriage. It's going to affect the energy that you have with your kids. It's going to affect all the other areas in your life. But when you nail your marketing, when you get these lead systems and leads coming in on a regular basis, walking into your storefront, for example, visiting your online store, calling your phone number. Those leads create sales. Sales creates cash. And again, cash solves literally 90% of the problems that you're facing. So when that marketing creates leads, the leads create sales. Sales creates cash. 90% of your problems and challenges literally can go away with cash. Money can solve a lot of challenges. You can hire more people to help you do better things. You can move into that fancy office that you've wanted. You can take more vacations and take more time off. But without the cash, you can't do that. But everything starts at marketing. Literally everything. So throughout these episodes, that's all that I'm going to focus on. And I'm going to give you one tactic every single episode that you can execute. So 365 days a year, I will give you one tactic that you can look at executing. Now you might be thinking, so Michael, I mean, who is this show right for? So I've thought a lot about this over the last 6 months of who do I really want to help impact? And I've been talking a lot about finally doing a podcast and a show and putting more content out there. And I'll give you my background in just a minute. But when I look at who can I really make the biggest impact on, because at the end of the day, that's all that I'm looking to do here. It's who can I make the biggest impact on? Who can I help the most? And to me, it's really the smaller business. And you can use the word smaller in any way that you would like. So some people think small as a few $100,000 a year. Some people see small as a few $1 million a year. But I'm really aiming to help the businesses that are smaller in kind of in general and in nature they only want customers locally. So whether you're in Buffalo, New York, Western New York, which is where I'm broadcasting this from and shooting from, or you're in Orlando, or you're in London, I mean, it really doesn't matter, but I want the people that want to attract customers in their location. So it's really a bit of a different animal when you're looking at how can you attract people all over the world. So like e-commerce, for example. I mean, I could do plenty of episodes on e-commerce, but it's a much different animal and different tactic and way to market, and it's largely, if not 100% digital. So I'm going to tackle online and offline marketing for small local businesses that are struggling to make enough profits to be able to really continue to grow. And I'm all about how can I give you some of these tactics. And I want you to pick and choose. You can't execute 365 tactics, but what I'm looking for you to do is take some of these nuggets and execute. So there's no sense in me just continuing to talk and do these if you're not going to execute. So obviously I want to encourage comments and feedback and questions, interaction. I'm not doing this for my health. I'm doing it to support you. I'm doing this to try and drive a bigger legacy. But really, I finally found my cause. And I finally found, after quite some time of being lost, who I can really circle back to help. So my very quick backstory is I started off as an entrepreneur when I was 14, 15 years old. And I was designing websites. So my first company, called MST Designs, was started as a website design company. Literally, I was a freshman in high school, and I just really was able to start to see that trend of websites and the .com era and all of that stuff. I felt like it was going to go somewhere. So I didn't even have a computer at the time, and I went to the local library, the North Tonawanda Public Library, took out a book on Microsoft Front Page, and way back when they actually had the CDs in the books. So I was able to leverage that software, use the computers at the library, and build my first website. And when the business asked, so what is this going to cost? I said, I was like $2,000. I made up, or $1,500, something insanely high. I mean, probably more money than most high school students would make in 6 months or a year, for example. So it was just a really high number. And she wrote a check. And I'm like, holy crap, I'm onto something. So I continued kind of designing websites. I went away to school, studied entrepreneurship, and continued to start various different businesses. College care packages. I had a college storage company, an e-commerce company, an info marketing company. But I really continued to kind of aim to stay true to my roots of marketing and websites and design and development to help local businesses. I did a lot with speakers and authors to really help them continue to get their mission out. I had the privilege and honor of being the chief marketing officer for Guerrilla Marketing International. So as the CMO of that company, and hand trained and mentored by J. Conrad Levinson, who sadly passed away a few years ago. So I have that guerrilla blood in me. I've also was very privileged to write a couple of books on marketing, a few bestseller books, and coined the phrase Web 3.0 marketing. And that book initially came out, and candidly speaking, I was well ahead of my time. There were things in that book, mobile marketing, text message marketing, live video, things that just today, and this book was written in, 2008, 2010, give or take. And things that are finally just now coming to fruition. So I've always been able to look at what trends are coming and aim to stay ahead of that curve. But at the end of the day, I wrote that book to help small business owners grow, because I've been there just like you. I mean, as a married entrepreneur with kids, I've had the sleepless nights. I have literally laid in bed on a Friday night at 11 o'clock at night, figuring out how on earth am I going to pay off my credit card bill that I just put on my Amex card because I couldn't make payroll. Sitting down wondering, who am I going to have to lay off? Figuring out, can I afford to take a vacation this year? Do I have to wait a couple more years? And I could call that kind of stuff first world problems. That's a phrase I use a lot. But as I've gotten to know and work with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands, candidly, of small business owners that are, again, local businesses, and again, not just local to Buffalo, but local marketing, making an impact locally, I've realized that you need more help than you might want to admit. And the help that you're getting or the stuff that you're seeing, either you're just not taking action or it's just not resonating with you. And I've finally wanted to rise up, finally create this content for you with the hope of just helping make a difference, not only in your business, but I want that to then cascade across the different elements of your life. Because candidly speaking, as you very well know, the small business failure rate is a pretty disgusting statistic. Most businesses do not succeed. There are certain industries like the food service industry that is even more dismal. And I'm not aiming to scare you. I'm aiming to present reality to you that if you start to adopt this marketing above all mentality, what I like to also call No Joke Marketing, which is the name of my marketing agency, that you're really going to put marketing first and you will believe that serious marketing produces serious results. And those results literally can completely change your business and your life. That's my introduction for episode 000. Make sure you like this, you share it. And obviously tune in to the first episode. I'm going to go into the first tactic for you. And as promised, I will deliver the fire to you each and every single day in short bits of digestible, actionable content. It is a pleasure to meet you. I look forward to helping make a difference again in your business and then hopefully thereafter cascading into all the other areas of your life. Talk to you soon. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.